Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website's the smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Doug Tatum is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 14 years now he's been hanging out with us. He's entrepreneur and resident at Florida State University, chairman of the board at Newport Board Group, the author of a book that you've got to get, folks. It's out in new paperback edition with new stuff in it called No Man's Land, a Survival Manual for Growing Mid-Sized Companies. It's a fascinating book that you need to check out. Doug, thanks again for being here. Your folks, Doug has been reminding us of some research that he's conducted, part of which we knew, part of it we didn't know. The new one on the national level showed that people by a majority of 6 to 10 had a negative opinion, negative attitude about the concept of profit, about the profitability that a company needs to survive. So here's my question, Doug. The economy, I've always felt, has had the poor economy we have and all the stupid policies, anti-business policies coming out of Washington have had a depressing effect on entrepreneurship recently. So we don't have as many people starting businesses as we used to have. Also, more and more young people are coming out of college saying, I don't want to go to work for somebody. I want to start a nonprofit. You've heard this, right? I've heard it.
Right.
Do you think maybe this is the wages of your survey results?
You know, it could very well be, and it's fascinating. I'll tell you a quick story. I happen to be investor in a gentleman who established a not-for-profit taking villagers who had silversmith skills in Laos and setting up a supply chain for them in the U.S. Now, what's interesting, his second venture, which is bringing the first EPA-approved mosquito repellent as effective as DEET to the market next year, He did as a for-profit. It was interesting to me because he said, Doug, I've done the not-for-profit, but the for-profit allows me to get things done quicker, more efficiently, and to attract the capital I need to do good things.
He's unfettered.
Exactly. So you know, what we've neglected to do, and I had a fascinating conversation with a former senior executive who happened to be on the board of one of the world's elite private schools, and I said, what's the problem here? And he said, oh, it's the math books. And I said, what in the world are you talking about? And he said, if you go back long enough, when we taught math to children, they were all economic lessons.
Right.
In other words, the farmer grows six apples.
Right.
So somewhere along the line, we have neglected, even in the students in our business schools, elected to allow them to conclude that profits literally aren't derived because of value, and to not understand the fact that consumers and individuals have the ability to vote with their dollars. That concept apparently has been completely left out, and I think it has political implications. I think it has
I've heard of examples that actually made the farmer look like a bad guy.
Well, I haven't found that yet, but God knows what's going on out there, but
yeah.
We have a, you know, Houston, we have a problem.
Well, we do, and I'll tell you something else. I don't know about you, Doug, but I grew up being pretty industrious. I did different odd jobs. I tried to do different things to make money, right, from spending money. And so I understood what it took to earn a little money and to work for it and not get a whole lot of money back. Well,
correct.
Most kids today don't have odd jobs.
Well, you know, they're
paper boys. We haven't had paper boys in 30 years, probably, right? And so I mean, things like that. That's, I mean, don't you think that makes a difference?
Well, sure, certainly it does. The natural results of affluence. You know, listen, I've raised four children, and they did work, and I think that's one of the things that matters. They're all hard workers.
Well,
we're missing that in many respects.
What? So, you know, when you and I were coming up, nonprofits was the Salvation Army and the Red Cross and United Way, right?
Correct.
We didn't know anybody who aspired to a nonprofit career. Now they're teaching
Correct.
It in school.
Yeah, you know, I am all for, and you are too, around making a difference in the world around you.
Of course.
The issue is a wise understanding of how to get things done is missing mm-hmm. in a lot of these millennials.
Well, for example, the people I'm talking about, Doug, they don't know, they don't have a nonprofit agenda. They don't know what they want to be a nonprofit about. They just know that they want to be running a nonprofit. They haven't decided what it's going to be yet. That's ridiculous.
Well, like I said, having spent some time with a gentleman who has done heroic work in helping villagers in Laos,
right.
who's now doing heroic work helping farmers in India, he has opted to do it as a for-profit
yep.
because he can more quickly establish the supply chain, get customers, and obtain capital to get to that, you know,
Here's what you're saying. It's easier to make a profit and earn it in the marketplace and pay taxes on it than it is to raise money and avoid taxes.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is...
Doug, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to let you come in on that after these messages. Doug Tatum, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called No Man's Land.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.